Teaching is hard work. There are no magic formulas, no one way that always comes together. It is relentless, and you spend most days questioning whether or not you have made the right decision. There are no do-overs in the battlefield of a young person's mind. It is not a job for the faint of heart. I am a former Baltimore City Middle School teacher, and I joined the profession because I thought long and hard about the impact that my teachers had on my life. How they taught me to be a leader, how to stand up for myself, and how to make a difference. I thought about how the Baltimore City Public Schools were overflowing with children who looked like me, who deserved to have their genius sparked. It was a job that I had to learn to love, because there's no other profession where you hold the future in your hand. It is no wonder that teaching is one of the hardest professions, and that teaching in the inner city is almost impossible. I bought my own supplies. I created my own library. I purchased toilet tissue and hand sanitizer. I taught 35 plus students in a room with bars on the window, very little air, and not enough books to go around. I learned how to teach students who were gifted and talented, and those who could not even spell the words. I learned because I had to. These were my students, and I felt like a catcher in the rye, making sure that they did not fall off the side of the cliff. It was a job where the only reward I had was that I knew that I was changing the world one student at a time. So as we move into this season of graduations where we applaud the students for their accomplishments and the parents for their sacrifice, let's take a moment to applaud the work of the silent warriors, our teachers, our catchers in the rye, who show us every day what it means to be a hero and what it means to change the world. This has been Dr. K for WYPR, your NPR news station.